Gimel Teves, Siman Amidal, the Lacha, Hey, and we're going to Halacha Yud Gimel. Here we go. We're continuing with these incredible halachas of Hichot Tzedakah, and the Kitzur teaches us something very interesting. Someone who wants to be Mezake himself. I think Mezake himself means to have merit and also to purify yourself. And therefore, a person should be Kofe his Yetzer Hara. And that means give more than he would give for himself, meaning to say that whatever he's doing, it should be the Shem Shamayim. This is a way of expanding your consciousness and becoming an incredible super Jew, let's call it. Basically, what you do is you give from the best. And if you're building a house, so you're building this, if you're building a shul, it should be nicer than your house. You're giving food to your friend, you should give it from the sweetest and the best that's on your table. You're giving clothing, give the nicest clothing that you have. You makdish something, be makdish the nicest. Not, okay, the secondary, I have to have the best. No, and it's based on a pasuk called Chilev LaHashem. Obviously, this is something to strive for in a great midah. The next halacha, practical tzedakah laws. Someone that gives his children, that means his daughters and his boys and girls that are already adults, and therefore, halachically, you're not obligated to give them a zonis, you're not obligated to support your kids after 6 years old. And again, we're not talking about a legal level, and that'll actually make a difference even in a halacha. But in halacha, technically speaking, after 6 years old, you're parted from taking supporting them. So therefore, when a person is using money of tzedakah, he's allowed to. And one of the best things is actually to stipulate that a person might use his money of maisa money even for his own children. And this is nogea very much even for weddings. A person's allowed away. The person can say you're allowed to put away money for weddings, especially once their children reach what's called samach lepirkum, close to the time of age when they're going to have to start putting away money and putting away maisa money. And that could be used to take care of your own children. And then technically speaking, they really come first. Same thing is to be able to make sure that the children and the daughters are going in the right way. So even seminaries and the like is something that you see based on this, you're allowed to use for maisa money. Including in this, of course, is taking care of one's father. Why is that? Because the halacha, we say that technically speaking, a person is not obligated to spend his own money on tzedakah, on support, on kibud avim. So therefore, he's allowed to use money of tzedakah. And again, we're talking about a situation where it's difficult to not to use maisa money. So then it's the proper thing to use maisa money, and they come first. And there's laws of kedima. In fact, the person came down to Kedai Siddur Pesach Kedushim, because all the halacha is based on the Shulchan Aruch, of who comes first, obviously father and mother, then grandparents, and then even in-laws, there's a kedima. And the Kitzur himself already tells us some of the laws of kedima. He says like this, first of all, when it comes to a person's relative, obviously they come first. They come before anyone else. A person's own poor people in his house come before the people in the city. The people in his city that are poor come before the poor people in another city. And this is all based on psukim. A gabbai tzedakah that's giving it out obviously should not give his relatives more. Now there's many major discussions about when it comes to aniyah el tisal versus aniyah chutzalot. That's where there's already a big debate. And in fact, aniyah Yerushalayim, some places can also take precedence over the rest of aniyah Eretz Yisrael. So it's kedai very much to go over your tzedakah giving to make sure that it's apiyah halacha. Another important principle, major principle, when it comes to giving tzedakah, to give it with what's called b'seva panim yafes, not with bad faces. If a person gives 1,000 golden coins, he loses his chus if he gives his tzedakah with a mean face. It's crazy what a nisayin that is. And he's over alav, alav avcha. Therefore, a person should make sure to give it a beautiful simchatic face. I saw in the Piskei Teshuvos brings an amazing statement from one of the tzaddikim, the Maharam Papirash, that says that the ikar kabbalah schar in the world to come is on the simcha that a person has when he's giving tzedakah. Can you imagine that statement? In any case, a person should also make sure that he's misoinen with the tzara of the person, the poor person. And this is also based on the person, and he should try to comfort him as much as possible. As we'll see, that the ikar part of tzedakah is also trying to be mephais to make the ani feel better. A person is not allowed to reject an ani totally, and this is based on the pasuk al yashu dach nichlam. This is a challenging thing, of course. If a person has nothing in his pocket, he's not over this. But if a person has something, so that's why if you give the minimum amount, it used to be you could give a dime and get away with it. Today, if you give a dime, they'll throw it in your face, which is in itself something that maybe is a limit chus, because if you throw it in your face, then he's obviously not dach v'nichlam. But the point is that he should give something, probably today a quarter is at least a minimum something that's chashuv in what's considered a pruta, even though pruta is a little bit less. And the Kitzur gives an example, giving a Gergeres Achatz, to give a fig, but obviously don't give a fig today. And if a person does can't give anything, he should be mefaisim with words. And Chas v'Shalom, person should not scold and scream at an ani, because his heart is broken. And therefore, we have to be so sensitive and careful, as we mentioned already before. Tzedakah is also part of Nedom. Those that are learning Nedom, it's a major thing. And if a person has to know that if he says, I'm going to give a seller a tzedakah, I'm going to give money to tzedakah, this is a tricky thing, because a person, even if a person has machshava, that's based on the hold. Now, machshava doesn't mean it's a fleeting thought. It means the person decides, I'm going to give tzedakah. But really, it's kedai to get used to always saying, B'li Neda. That is the safest way, because otherwise a person will be able to bow to Achos. It's kedai to make it tonight. This, I think, brought down from B'chaz Nish. That whenever I give it, that's when it's going to be chalor, the chalois tzedakah. So this way, a person is not over the iser about to achar. Technically speaking, if there's a gabit stock, he's not going to be over about to achar until he is asking for that money. If a person said he's going to give a seller to tzedakah to so and so, he's not over until that person comes and asks for him. And a person could put away tzedakah that they should be on the side that's in a bank account. So when he needs to give it, he could give it out slowly and so he doesn't give it out in one shot. Someone that gets others to give tzedakah, it's called me'ase. God ala me'ase yoysam in the most incredible statement. And it's based on the pasuk ve'yamad tzedakah shalom. That means that people that are matztik, achim, matztik, arab, means get others to do so. And a gabba tzedakah should know if the anima are blaspheming him and saying negative things, don't worry because you're getting moschus. The ma'ila, g'day, the best ma'ila of all tzedakah, as the Rambam, famous Rambam says, is to be machzik yisrael, meaning to make sure that a person, before he becomes an ani, you help him. And therefore, you could do this different ways. You could lend him money, you could do a shutta. The best thing is to make a shutta for a partnership. Even the Talmud Chacham is brought down that that's a major thing to give a Talmud Chacham a shutta. And this way, a person is going to not lose his, it's not going to be disrespectful, and it'll be the best way to be mechazikim. And the best type of tzedakah, it's based on the pasuk of Chazakta boy, to catch a person before he is falling. And even if he's already fallen, but to stop him from falling more is also considered part of a Chazakta. And lastly, a person should be careful to give as much as possible tzedakah behesta, meaning in hiding, without him knowing who he's giving to and the person receiving it for him. That's the best way, and especially not to glorify oneself. However, there's a famous Rashba that says that a person is allowed to have his name written on tzedakah building, etc. Where does this come from? Because it inspires others to give tzedakah.